Jesus says that Lazarus has fallen asleep. Those with Jesus already know that Lazarus is sick. His sister sent word to Jesus that Lazarus was ill. And so it seems that Jesus has received more news about Lazarus, that he is sleeping, and that Lazarus is sleeping soundly. We were so close to having this reading on April 1st. It seems that Jesus is either trying to fool his disciples or he is not being entirely truthful. But God does not lie. Jesus, the eternal Son of God, does not deceive. Jesus already said that Lazarus was going to be okay. This illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory. In other words, death will not get the victory here. God will. And Lazarus' sickness will lead to greater worship and praise for God. Sleep is wonderful when I'm sick. My immune system continues to be hard at work, but I'm completely out. It's nice to be oblivious to that discomfort that illness causes for hours at a time. It's like being transported through time to greater healing. I wake up and I'm much closer to being whole and better. That time goes by in a flash. When I wake up, there is a buzz of renewed energy. Maybe that's what the disciples were thinking, especially when Jesus says, he's going to be okay. He's sleeping. But maybe the disciples were also thinking, when Jesus planned to go into Jerusalem, why go into enemy territory? They just tried to stone you. We don't need to risk our lives if Lazarus is going to be okay. Lazarus is dead, Jesus plainly says. And again, Jesus reminds them and us that he has always purpose. It is here, he says, to increase faith so that you will believe, Jesus says. When they arrive at Lazarus' home, he has already been dead and buried for a few days even. Martha says that Jesus could have prevented his death. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. They had seen Jesus heal many diseases before. He could have restored Lazarus to good health. Martha has realized her greatest fear for her brother, that he would die. And now she's beginning to grieve. She has regret. She has faith. She has sadness. And Jesus weeps with her in Lazarus's family and friends. Jesus shares our sufferings. He's not trying to gloss it over. He's not trying to deny it, but he feels our loss. Scripture says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of one of his loved ones. Death is also the enemy of God and remains so. Our lives are precious to him. We are his treasure. And in our deaths, God takes his precious treasure safely to his eternal home. But here we are still in Lent, still 2 weeks away from Easter. Jesus is also very close, not only to Jerusalem, but his own death and resurrection in our gospel reading. God wants his disciples and us to contemplate death, to think about the nature of death in the lives of believers. And so he calls it sleep. Remember, Lazarus's illness does not lead to death, but the glory of God, Jesus says. His death was allowed so that our faith would be increased. This is already a foreshadowing of Easter Sunday, the death and resurrection of Jesus, for the glory of God and to increase the world's faith. In the meantime, death still causes fear and unrest. Death is to be grieved. Jesus weeps. Jesus names death as the enemy. We grieve death along with him. And Jesus enters the agony of loss, just as we do when we lose a loved one. But all along, his purpose is to bring us to a greater manifestation of his kingdom. This requires faith. We have to trust in Jesus and we follow him. And I believe that Thomas does so, even though he expresses something raw in our text. That life can sometimes feel like a suicide mission, he says. Let us also go to Jerusalem to die with him, he says. Entering the world and journeying forward can be very scary in the face of real and formidable enemies and adversaries. I was so glad that Marlo asked the children to think about what it means to be brave, to fall asleep in such a world as this. Death is separation from the people we love. It really is a painful loss. And like the disciples, it seems too soon and pointless to continue our way. There's no evidence that Jesus rebukes Thomas for what he says or disapproves of what he says. Instead, Jesus hears the cry of the believer. Thomas's brutal sarcasm is his way of mourning his loss. He expresses despair and anger in the face of death, and Jesus gives us room to also express that same grief in the way we need to grieve. Even if it's telling God about our doubts and our visceral pain, it's okay to cry out, "Be brave." But Jesus' word of hope was there at the beginning. Do you remember? Jesus says, "Lazarus is asleep. I'm going to wake him." Far from being just a metaphor or a figure of speech or a lie or deceit, Jesus is teaching us about the true nature of death in him. For in Christ, death is not darkness or the end. It is more like sleep. We lie down. We courageously say goodbye to the world. We surrender our control to God when we go to sleep. Our eyes close to the world, but we go to sleep in the full confidence that we will wake again. And when we open our eyes, we will have rested. Our strength will be renewed. We have a new day. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning, Scripture says. You know what this means? God has given us a daily rehearsal of the gospel in sleep. We sleep about a third of our lifetimes away. That means that I have spent over 15 years of sleep. I truly wish I could have had more. Each time we lay down our bodies to rest, it is a Christian discipline when we do it to him, for him and in him. We pray before we sleep. When we wake up, we pray for our new day. Luther in the Catechism instructs us to do so and to carry on that ancient tradition of quoting Jesus' words on the cross when we lay ourselves down to sleep. In courage and in bravery, we pray, "Into your hands I commend my spirit, my body, my soul and all things. For Jesus, death will be a 3-day nap in the body. But in the meantime, he is present with the Lord. Into your hands I commend my spirit, he says. And so in Christ, it is for you and me. We lay our bodies to rest for a few days, maybe a few decades, centuries, or thousands of years. But we do so in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection of the dead. The last trumpet will sound the alarm. Wake up. In the meantime, to be absent from our bodies is to be present with the Lord. Be courageous. Be brave. Commend yourselves to God in sleep. When we close our eyes to this world, only to wake up face to face with the living Lord Jesus Christ, just as Lazarus did that day long ago when he woke up to see his Lord standing there victorious over death. So time will have passed, for time itself will pass in eternity. We will have that wonderful reunion with all of those we have lost in this world, just as Mary, Martha, and Lazarus were reunited with their dear brother. And so we will wake up to a wonderful family reunion in Christ with all of those we've loved in him. A feast for the victory of our God over death. Rest easy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.